All right, theory and theology, what is up? Turn off this air conditioning. So, it is 5:35 p.m. Friday, February 2nd of 2024. I've decided that I'm going to try to do some experiments related to these flat earth theory data that some of the data that people kind of talk about, trying not to have to stop on these spikes. So, I'm gonna head home, but the sunset was at 5:25 p.m. I'm over near Redondo Beach, Torrance, Redondo Beach, kind of off Avenue I. I was catching the sunset about 10 minutes ago, 10, 11 minutes ago. And I got there at about 5:18 p.m. or so when I started just taking a little bit of pictures. So my goal was to try what some people were doing when they said, you know, if you look, for example, at boats on the horizon, how they have, they show the boat and then they... when it looks like it's kind of going over the horizon, you zoom in and then it shows the full boat. It doesn't show just like the part that looks like it's going over the horizon. So I was like, well, would that work with the sun? Because, you know, it's more likely to catch a sunset, the sun going behind the horizon, than it will be to catch a boat, you know, because there has to be an actual boat out there. But the weather got in my way a little bit, and so even though I was able to see the sun, there was right on the horizon just clouds right on the horizon where the sun was. And so when the sun was going behind the clouds, it did look as if, when I zoomed in, it did look as if you could still see the ball of the sun, like a whole round sun. It did look that way. But I'm not sure, because my windows were dirty. And, you know, maybe it was just the effect of zooming in with dirty windows. I can't really, like, confirm that that's exactly what I was seeing there, so. Dang, I should have gone out back the other way. It's a nightmare. The street is a nightmare. All these streets are nightmares. I guess I have to go this way because I'm trying to go to the gas station too. Alright. It suddenly got real busy over here. Because people are probably coming out for dinner now and getting off work and stuff. But yeah, so that was a portion of an experiment. I don't know how many more of these I can do, because tomorrow's not rainy. I was figuring, you know, today was rainy early morning, but it was super windy. So I was hoping we wouldn't get that marine layer in, which we didn't get the high marine layer, but there was that layer of clouds on the horizon. So we didn't get that regular marine layer, but we still freaking got a bunch of clouds. So I don't really think there's going to be a way around that. I can't really predict what the weather's gonna do to the horizon. A lot of times you can't even fully see the horizon. So I'll try again maybe tomorrow, because it's going to be the last day that we're going to have for like 3 or 4 days where there's not going to be any rain. And so at least I don't know how it's going to be the other nights, like, or the other sunsets, if there's going to be rain during those sunsets. That's what I don't really know. And so there's no rain during the sunset, but there were just a lot of clouds on the horizon. So I couldn't really totally see the sun clearly setting on the horizon itself. It was setting behind the clouds. There were some clouds in front, though. Actually, no, the clouds that were blocking it were in front. In front of it. And so I don't know. And it might have just been the effect of the camera, because you know how it is with lights, and I had like smudged windows. And so I think my zooming in, it may have seen like a ball when I zoomed in and not just like half of the sun, but you couldn't see like half of the sun. Like at the point where it would have been half of the sun, most of it was behind the clouds anyways. So that was the point where I zoomed in. So I don't think that this data is really going to work out. I'll see if I can post it. I don't know. I didn't really go out of the car because there was someone like praying or meditating or something right next to me. And then, you know, it was cold, and it took me a while earlier today to kind of warm up, and it was cold when I was just like in the car. I was getting pretty cold earlier, so I hate being cold. It took me forever to warm up earlier. So I didn't want to get outside and stand outside and like I had the windows open. I could hear the waves crashing and I could hear the wind and feel the wind and stuff, but I didn't want to, you know, risk getting cold, because I took a shower before I left the house. So I was like, well, I don't want to get like chilly again, because I've been having trouble getting warm today. I don't know if it's a blood sugar thing or some situation with my other issues, but whatever it is, I just wasn't able to get like warmed up very easily today. So dang. So yeah, so I'm gonna try again. I don't know if there's other experiments that I can try. One of my friends had a really good point though about the sun, or about the stars, if they could, like, because they say that, like, why when you see satellite pictures from, you know, from space, why can't you see the stars when it shows the Earth, like a picture of a globe Earth, why can't you see the stars? And, you know, the argument is that, you know, the sun, the light from the sun bounces off and it drowns out the stars. So, like, you can't see them shining bright like that. But then we're kind of asking, okay, well, even if that's the case, if these, if these satellites are orbiting, right, like, they're basically going around, right? So if these satellites are orbiting, why is it then that they're orbiting and they've got to eventually be on, like, the dark side of Earth, right? So why don't they just take pictures on the dark side where there's no sun to reflect? But yeah, if they're saying that the sun reflection is the issue, then why aren't they, you know, kind of trying to take pictures where it's darker, so that they could actually see, like, all the constellations and stars and stuff, and the Earth in the background as a globe, as a sphere type of a shape. Like, why? So we're just asking questions right now. I'm just seeing if I can create any kind of data points. I mean, I'm not really expecting to see much or find much. Is this still okay? That was still closed. I was gonna say, like, this place was closed earlier when I came by. The gas station was closed. So yeah. So that's kind of where we're at now. I'm gonna see if I can figure out more. I don't really know yet where to fully go, but I guess we'll see if I find anything else out. All right, well, this gas station is always closed. I do not know why. I was just here like an hour ago, and it said that the cashier was on their 30-minute lunch break. And it looks like somebody came in and flipped the sign to say open, but it still says they're on their lunch break and the door's locked. So I try to go to the cheapest gas stations, but I'm just getting like a little bit of gas because I don't want the family to kind of use all of it. If there's gas, they will use it all. So I just put in a little bit so they can like go to church and back or whatever, like, and not have to worry about somebody using like an $80 tank of gas. All right, so where was I? So I guess questions I have that are kind of on my mind are more so related to I guess you could say what was that question? I had a question. Dang, now I'm like blanking on it. It was kind of related to okay, so I've been kind of following a little bit of that Colin O'Brien story. I listened to some of the, I think both of the episodes he posted with Joe Rogan, one's newer than the other. And then he has this book called like Impossible, and then the other one about like walking. And he basically walked using kind of like those skis with the skins on them, pulling a sled. He walked for like 50 something days from one shelf to the south, from one shelf of Antarctica to the South Pole, and then made a right angle towards the left to the other shelf, and that's where he got picked up again. So for the people who believe in flat earth theory, basically the argument is that Antarctica is the rim around the earth, and it's the edge, or at least the edge that we are aware of the boundary that us modern humans and historical humans have been to. And I've seen maps that show that there might be other land masses past that, but that the Arctic circles around all of the Earth. And I'm not arguing this. I'm not arguing it one way or the other. I'm not saying I do or don't believe it. I'm just saying, okay, so they say that this is what's happening with Antarctica. But I don't think there's anyone who has fully explored Antarctica, right? To my knowledge, nobody has been fully exploring it. No one has completely explored all of Antarctica, right? So if you see where I'm going with this, because of all these restrictions and everything, we can't really prove what's going on with Antarctica. Because some people think, you know, there's like a hole in the middle of it or something. And then other people think it's like the edge of the outside. But the thing is, if nobody's walked or traveled or driven or whatever from one side to the other, at least not that I found, and I haven't searched that hard, but there are all these kinds of people that do these like hikes and treks and all that kind of like stuff, you know, all those kind of like extreme people who like to do that kind of stuff. I haven't heard of anyone who's crossed the whole Arctic and come back to tell about it. There have been a lot of people that didn't even make it through the small parts that they're legally allowed to go to, and they're not allowed to leave like human remains. So if you're pooping, peeing, all that kind of stuff, you have to carry it with you. And so even if people had gone to those places, is that other gas station closed? My goodness. Sorry, I'm just trying to get gas and it's like everything's closed. Like, I don't know what's going on, man. There's certain gas stations I'm trying to avoid because they cost so much money. And now the cheapest ones, there's three cheap ones in my area. One I completely stopped going to because I've gone like three or four times, and every time I've been, they were closed. This other one that's close to me, the person is apparently always out at lunch. And then this one that's closest to me, the lights are off. So I don't know what that means. Actually, the lights are off in this whole entire plaza. So that's not normal. Usually the lights are on in here. I think there's a power outage over here. Or something like it. Because this does not look anywhere normal. There's a power outage on this side of the street. I do not know what to do or say about this. Guess I gotta go drive somewhere else now. Dude, I thought I was gonna be done in like 10 minutes. I'm not trying to like extend this episode like in some extreme way, because I'm kind of done saying what I've got to say. It's just there's no power over here, so I don't think anything's even open. There's cars though, so I don't know what that means. There's a bunch of people. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, guys. Can't tell. All right, let me get out of here. Okay, gas station number freaking three. Man. So anyways, if people haven't gone through the whole Arctic, how do we know? Like, do you see what I'm trying to say? Like, how do we know that, like, how do we know what's legit if people haven't gone through it? Like, the whole length. It hasn't been, like, fully explored, at least in modern times. And if people aren't allowed to leave human remains, if someone does explore it, there's not going to be any trace that people have really been there. And it's not really the kind of place that you can kind of just, like, wander into, because, like, you need food, you need shelter, you need something, right? You can't, it's not like a forest, a rainforest, like other types of places where you can like sneak, get in there and like live off the land. Like, it's barren. Like, there's nothing you can, to my knowledge, there's nothing you can like eat there. Maybe lichen, I don't really know. Like, I've never been. But I don't really know what you would be able to like do or eat. I'm not sure how that would really work out. So, yeah, I guess that's one thing we can say, that, you know, that ocean. I think I know another gas station. I just remembered there's another one over here. I'm going to go this other route. It's probably going to be closed. I feel like all the Arcos in my area are closed. Arco tends to be, like, the cheaper gas. I feel like all the Arcos in my area are closed. Like, almost every time. I do Uber Eats deliveries, and I get a little bit of gas at a time, and I feel like they're almost always closed. So, let's see. I'm gonna try this one, though. So, yeah. That's pretty much, as far as my research and my questions extend at the moment, what they say is the reason why people go against like why people go against the flat earth is because, you know, all of these world powers are trying to like discredit the Bible. And on a large scale, I'd say the media and everything kind of caters to that. So I don't know. But I really like looking into it. It's fun for me.